and welcome to Tales of the Dog Park, the podcast that looks to brighten your day, talk about some of our favorite dogs and their stories from our local dog park, and maybe we'll throw in a laugh here or there. I'm your host, Lindsay.
And I'm Molly.
And today we're going to be talking to you a little bit about some chow chows named Aslan and Moose.
But before we get to their story, Lindsay is going to tell you a little bit about the chow chow breed.
Thanks, Molly. So before we begin on the breed profile of the chow chow, I kind of want to bring up a show I've been watching recently on Netflix.
Yeah.
And in it, the dog trainer says the quote, there are no bad dogs, just misinformed people.
So true.
And I think that's, like, so true of the Chow Chow breed, because I feel like I'm going to lay out a lot of facts about them and their temperament, and it's going to paint them in a negative light, and that's really not what the Chow Chow is about. And I just want to preface this breed profile by saying that, like, I think the Chow Chow is bred to do specifically what it was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just see this big fluffy dog and think, oh my God, I want to just stick my face in all that fur and just love it to bits. And, and maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
With regards to the Chow Chow.
Because even in the first episode, of the show that you were watching, what was it called again? Sorry.
Canine Intervention.
Like, the very first episode, this one guy just immediately, just like a stranger, gets in this dog's face.
Yeah.
And even the breeder was like, whoa! Like, how would you like something just jumping into your face? Like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
So I think that's, I mean, that's such a hard thing for me to know also, because, like, that's my first thing.
And you specifically, Molly, were so pumped to, like, be able to talk about the Chow Chow breed
this
podcast, because you love them. And I remember telling you, like, oh, but, like, they're very wary of strangers. And you'd be like, no.
And Lindsay, you know nothing.
And I'm like, no, yes, they are.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's the thing. But what they're bred to do, like, it's perfect for their breed. So I kind of want to preface that before I get going into the breed info.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like it kind of shows negatively, and it's not supposed to.
No,
so
it's
I just want to preface that. Yeah. So the Chow Chow originated from northern China, and they're also just known plainly as the Chow. Their coat is thick and dense, and it's actually a double coat with some extra thickness around the neck.
My favorite part.
Yeah, right? So it kind of looks like a mane. The colors of the Chow Chow are red, cinnamon, black, cream, or blue. And their size is medium to large. So, like, they can go on the small side to about 35 pounds or large enough to hit 90.
That's just, like, so, like, drastically different.
Yeah, it really is. And I've seen, you know, working at the vet's office, like, smaller chows versus bigger chows. Like, they really do come in those different sizes.
Yeah.
The height for a chow is 17 to 22 inches from its shoulder, and the life expectancy is 11 to 13 years. So the temperament of the chow is sometimes considered to be cat-like in personality.
Mm.
They tend to show discernment in strangers and can become fiercely protective of their owners and property. Usually this protectiveness is shown around one or two main family members, as they attach to one or two individuals, like, really early on in life.
Yeah.
They can be stubborn and resistant to training, so training them as puppies becomes crucial, as they tend to gain respect for whoever it is that trains and cares for them. So because of these traits, it's recommended that continuous socialization occurs with them from early on in life.
Yes.
And it is also recommended that the owner of the Chow Chow ensures that it gains the dog's admiration by the time that the dog reaches adolescence. Otherwise, there's a great chance that the Chow could reject their authority, which, in my mind, like, I kind of love that. Like, you have not shown me enough of your worthiness, so, like, I'm out.
Yeah, you get none of this.
Yeah. So what are the downsides of the Chow? The downsides, health-wise, they have eye issues, hip dysplasia, diabetes, and gastric cancer.
Sad.
They're also at high risk for autoimmune disease and skin melanoma. The other downsides includes that they could increase your home insurance costs, And grooming is also a big continuous event for them. There's certain special kind of brushes that you have to use, and there's shedding seasons for chows, and you really do have to keep up with that double coat, because if not, it's going to become a matted mess, and then you're going to have to shave it down. And
no one wants a shave.
Yeah, right? Like, could you imagine a shaved down chow? It would look so sad.
Really sad.
Right? So what is the upside? The upside is that they have a very distinct look that you really just, like, makes the dog, right?
Yes.
Like, you're making a statement when you walk in a room with a chow. And they make really excellent guard dogs. They're extremely loyal to their owners, and they make really good apartment dogs as well, because they have, like, a low energy drive.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, they're good with regular walks and stuff, but they don't need, like, a huge yard to play
in. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So, fun fact about the chow. Venetian explorer Marco Polo, like the pool game. Yeah. reported that the Chow Chow was a dog that was utilized to pull sleds.
I could see that.
Yeah. And also another fun fact that I learned, Americans register about 10,000 Chow Chows annually with the AKC.
Really?
But in Canada, our neighbors to the north, much colder than America.
Much colder.
They only register about 350 with the Canadian Kennel Club per year.
That's just wild. That's wild.
Right?
Wild.
So famous chows. I had a lot to choose from. Molly, I know you told me about Martha Stewart's chows.
Yes!
There's a lot of famous people who have them. But my favorite was Walt Disney. He owned a chow named Sunny, and he actually gifted it to his wife, Lillian, after they were first married, and he gave it to her in a hat box.
I love that.
And as anyone who has seen the movie Lady and the Tramp, they all know that Lady was gifted to her owner in a hat box, and they had recreated that scene based off of Walt Disney's experience.
So cute.
Yeah, so that's what I have about the chow. I'm going to turn it over to Molly, and she's going to tell you guys about Aslan and Moose.
Okay, so, so how we found these two dogs.
Okay, you say it like we have stolen these two dogs.
Oh, yeah, right. Hold on. Okay, so I am obsessed with the Chow Chow breed.
You're obsessed with any Asian dog breed. Like, let's not lie. If it comes from, you know, the
continent of Asia.
Yeah, like, you're just like, this dog is so cute. Like, literally any dog that she sees, she's like, this is the cutest dog I've ever seen.
Akitas.
Yeah, Shibas.
Shibas. Chows.
I think the only one that you ever hate on is the pug, which...
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh no, they're too small for me.
Yeah. Which, fine. Julio will take his talents elsewhere.
Yeah. And so, like, I was telling Lindsay, I was just like, oh my gosh, I wish that there was a Chow Chow at the park. But I actually, I just don't think that we'll find one in Florida.
In Central Florida?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Where it was the end of February and it was 90 degrees today?
Yeah. So I went to Instagram and I just looked at the hashtag Chow Chow, and I came across one of the, I came across an Instagram page for these two dogs, and I love the fact that they aren't actually brothers, and I'll get into the story in just a couple of minutes, but I was obsessed, and I immediately sent it to Lindsay, and I was like, we need to do the Chow Chow. I know we haven't spoken to these people, but I'm going to reach out to them. I'm going to see if they would be featured on our podcast, and I'm so happy that they responded back. So, I'm just obsessed with these two dogs. So, let's tell you the story of Aslan and Moose. So, let's start with Aslan. They were both adopted. Okay. The owners definitely believe in adopt, don't shop. And Aslan actually came from a very loving family, but very sadly, the family faced a horrible car accident, which left the mother of the family in an injury, which is super sad. But she was no longer able to take care of him, which led them into his current owner's arms. So he's been such a good boy from day one. So the previous family clearly knew what they were dealing with and everything. So that's great. That's great for the new owners. And so he was a great boy, and they're actually still in contact with the previous family, which is gosh. I wouldn't be able to do that, though. Like, if something were to happen to me or Taylor and I had to give Loki up, I'd be like, I don't want you to contact me because I'll cry every day. So good for them. Moose came from a farm where they had a lot of different animals.
and his owners were not familiar with the Chow Chow breed, and the farm was just not for Moose.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to, it sounds like what you just described, like, you have to dedicate a lot of time and training, and...
Yeah.
Like, if I'm running a farm, the last thing I'm going to want to do is to train my dog.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things, it's like, know the dog breed that you're adopting, right? And obviously, the people who now have Aslan and Moose absolutely do, right? But I think for a lot of Chow Chows, and this is why they get a bad rap sometimes, is because people don't really know what they're getting into. They don't research it. They just see this big fluffy dog and they think, oh, that's perfect.
That's what I need in my life. Because, I mean, that's what I, before we got Loki, we said it before, I took you, not Taylor, but I didn't know what I was getting myself into with a Norwegian Elk. I've never even heard of it before But thank God you came with me because now I know what, he fits us.
Yes.
So these Chow Chows definitely fit this family. So they were lucky to, welcome Moose into their little family, and then after about 2 weeks, Aslan and Moose became real brothers, not by blood, but, for sure by heart. So they're actually a year old, like, around the same age, which is even better.
Yeah, that's very cute. I like that.
That's why I was obsessed with these. I was like, I have to reach out to them. And, right now they are about 25 to 30 kilograms, which is about 55 pounds. So, maybe a little bit bigger than Loki, and it seems like what? Like, in the middle of what you just said. Of
yeah, the in the middle of the weight. So, like, they're a solid, like, middle weight red Chow Chow. Yes. Like, they both look very similar, and I think it's really cute. Like,
they have, I mean, my favorite part of the Chow Chow is the black tongue.
Yeah.
I love that about them. And it's another reason why I love the Shar Pei. Yeah,
and they live in a cold weather climate, which is fantastic, because I always hate to see, like, a dog like that.
Like a Norwegian Elk Hound in Florida?
Yeah, right? But, like, could you imagine, like, a Chow Chow in Miami?
Oh,
like,
no. Oh, my God, that poor dog. But, yeah, right? So they're, like, so fluffy and perfect for where they live, so that's great.
Okay, Molly, so I know you reached out to these owners. Did you get some interview questions?
I did, yes, yeah. So I sent them the questions beforehand so that we can get a little bit more about them. So how did they get their names? So Aslan already had his name, so they decided not to change it.
Okay, solid. I mean, yeah,
smart, you know, so not to confuse them or and respect out of the previous family who still loves him.
Yeah, for sure.
I just love these two owners too. Like, they're so respectful, and it makes me so happy. And then they named Moose themselves in the beginning. They just loved the name and thought it fitted with his brother. But just because he's super silly, he loves to jump and play. And
all right, very cool.
Silly name, silly boy.
All right, I dig it.
Yes.
Do they have middle names at all?
They do not have middle names, but they are a part of the family.
Okay.
So they do carry their family name.
All right. Yeah. You know what? I dig that.
I love that.
For sure. I'm like that with Julio.
Yeah.
Like, I'll full name him with, like, the last name too. Yeah. When he's a bad boy. So was this their first dog? Or I guess first two dogs, or have they had chows before? Like,
so this was their first dogs.
Okay,
like, man, they went all in on their first dog.
I love it.
Yes. So, a lot of people ask if the fluff is a lot of work, but they didn't know any better. So besides that, Aslan and Moose love to be blow dried, which is great.
Oh my God. I have had to blow dry a chow before, like, in a grooming station, and let me tell you, if your chow appreciates getting blow dried, like, you've won the battle and the war.
And that's actually what they said. So, like, because they love to be brushed and combed, it's actually a win-win, as it keeps them fluffy and healthy, and they like to do it, too.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Yeah. So they these people amazing?
They have the best chow chows, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do they have any favorite dog toys?
Anything, this is in all caps, anything squeaky. You know that TikTok sound, squeaky toy? Have you seen that TikTok? It's like, play this sound for your dog.
Yeah.
It actually works better than real toys. Only Moose doesn't really know yet how to share with his big brother, but Aslan gets him, lets him and play with him.
Okay.
And, yeah. So he's a good big brother, I guess.
All right. I think, like, you have to have that dynamic when, like, someone's got to be the alpha. Someone has and, to like, be the alpha. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's always a good dynamic to have when you have two dogs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, how did they choose the breed?
So, their hairdresser actually had a Chow Chow, and they haven't heard about the breed before, but mm-hmm. they immediately fell in love, like me.
Yeah, you see them and you think, oh, big fluffy dog.
Big fluffy dog, yep.
Sold.
So, their calm, love, and stubbornness mm-hmm. and the fluff were the key terms they were searching for in a Chow Chow. However, they are very hard to find, and the waiting lists are very long. And they said, anyways, adopt, don't shop. Okay. So I love that, you know, they're based in the Netherlands, and I'm sure how many Chow Chows are going to be in the Netherlands?
I have no idea. Like, it's honestly one of those things, like, that I always thought they were just popular everywhere. But yeah. then when I heard this statistic of, like, how many are in America versus Canada, I was just like, maybe I'm way off on my assumption.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have no idea, but I'm really glad these two ended up with this family.
Me too.
Do Aslan and Moose have any nicknames?
So, Moose's
yeah.
nicknames are Moo-Moo.
Okay.
Or Momo. Sorry, Momo. Okay. I'm sorry. Not Moo-Moo. My bad. So, Momo and Momi. And Moose actually thinks that's his real name.
Yeah.
Just like Loki. Like, Loki doesn't have it's not Loki. It's Lokes.
Yeah.
It's Bub. He probably doesn't even know what his name. And then Aslan is Lainey. I can't pronounce that. You know I'm not good with words.
Aslanian?
Yeah, like the Asgardian. I'll have to Google that. I should have done that again.
It's like a Narnia thing, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, those are the nicknames. And if I'm mispronouncing all of these, like, I'm so sorry. Clearly, these people don't know me, but, like, our friends who listen are mm-hmm. probably like, yeah, this is spot on for Molly. Why is she trying to pronounce all these things?
Okay, so what's the most ridiculous thing they've ever done for Aslan and Moose?
Okay. We have quite a big family house, but we intend to sleep on the couch almost every single night because we love to do sleepovers with them. The other floors of our house are basically untouched. It doesn't feel ridiculous, though, because we're used to doing it, and we love it.
So, it's like the dog pile.
It's like the dog pile.
Oh my god, I love that.
I just love these people so much. They also have a major bed in our car, and therefore, we can't really bring anything else wherever we go when we go to grandma or granddad's at the seaside.
That's magical. God, this is magical. No, because, like, I know that feeling, because, like, whenever I'm put in charge of watching my parents' dogs.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know Julio.
Yes.
He's like, I have to touch you at all times. My mom's dogs are also like that.
So, yeah.
Which means that Lindsay has to get into the California King bed.
Yep.
And it's the dog pile. We're all touching.
Yep.
And it's like a big family affair. So, like, I totally get that.
Yes.
100%. And, like, not gonna lie, I feel like cuddling with a chow would be, like, a next-level experience.
Okay, if I ever find myself in the Netherlands, like, I have to reach back out to these people, and I need, because I feel like they would instruct me how to approach their dog.
Yeah.
But, like, my excitement, I wouldn't be able to handle it. And at least, like, if I just saw a chow on the street,
yeah,
I couldn't do that. But mm-hmm. at least, like, with these people, I could be like, hey, I'm Molly. This is the first time we're meeting. Can I please put my face in your child's face?
You just made this segment way weird, Molly.
But it's all I want to do. Like, I love Chow so much, but I know I wouldn't be able to master them.
Yeah, but at least you're smart enough to know that now.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, freaking Loki, he's mastering me, but
you're getting there.
I'm trying so hard, but yeah. So that's Moose and Aslan.
All right. Well, thank you so much for reaching out to these
yes.
people who own them. I think this has been like a super fun segment to do,
I'm
excited to kind of follow them online too.
Yeah, and you can follow them on their Instagram. They have an Instagram, and oh my god, they're just so adorable. I'm obsessed. So their Instagram handle is going to be their names. So that's ASLAN period MOOS.
All right. Solid. Great. Follow them on Instagram.
Follow them.
Okay, so we are recording this episode a week early because Molly has to go party in Miami.
Yes! Happy birthday, Emily. Shout out.
Woo! So obviously because of that, we don't know if it's a leg day. We don't know what Logie's moment of the week is.
No idea.
We have no idea what Julio's street count is.
No idea. Because according to this weekend, he almost doubled.
Yeah.
But then there's been weekends that's been zero. We just don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I can't even do an average for you guys. No. That might be, you know, accurate. So, yes. Because of that, we're going to hit you with some different segments. And this first segment is Dogs in the News.
Dogs in the News. Like, breaking news.
You're so ridiculous. Okay. So, obviously, the big news lately, Lady Gaga's French Bulldogs got stolen. While her dog walker was taking the dogs on a walk. She has three French Bulldogs.
Yep.
One of them got away during the altercation.
One of the dogs got away. Yeah.
The dog walker was shot, was in critical condition, but is expected to make a full recovery.
Not murdered. And I thought that they were murdered.
Yeah, no, not murdered. Which, like, let's not put that out.
Let's not put that on there. That's false.
The other two... We're lost. Lost to the world. Recently, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
The 27th.
The 27th.
The last two French Bulldogs were recovered. They were found tied to a pole, and a lady returned them to the police station.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
What she was going through.
And I think for me, it's like, as a small dog owner, it's like my biggest fear, right? Yes. That someone is going to just steal my dog right in front of me.
Yeah, especially for pugs, because, like, pugs, French Bulldogs are, like, hot commodity.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, and Shibas. Small Shibas, I would put them in the list, too.
Yeah, and, I mean, I always know that if someone were to steal Julio, they'd immediately return him, because... No one wants their dog, you know...
Constantly touching them and licking their legs.
Yeah, and that's Julio. Like,
That's his thing.
Yeah, he's such a weirdo. But, I mean, for Lady Gaga, like, you're not in the country.
Not in the country. I couldn't.
I would be devastated. Like, if I was on travel...
Oh, yeah.
And something happened to Julio. Like, so the first time I went on travel and I left Julio with my parents... My dad left the gate open, right? So, like, Julio got out. Obviously, like, Julio recalls really well, so it's not that big of a deal. But my mom, like, death stared Fred and was like, if you do not find this dog, she will never speak to us again.
So true.
So, imagine, like, Lady Gaga, like, working hard for her money, and then, like, her dogs are gone. She put out a kick-ass reward.
Yeah.
Like, no questions asked. She didn't care. She just wants her dogs back. And I just think, good for you, Lady Gaga. I'm so happy you have your dogs back.
And I'm able, like, of course, she's very privileged and able to give that reward back. But, like, I hope that, like, this Good Samaritan found them and was just like, oh, my God, like... Did I just come?
Right, like you kind of hope it's someone who like doesn't follow social media or like the news and is just like, just, I like, got these dogs tied up, guys.
Yeah, or they had like a really bad day and like that made their day better.
Yeah, like, oh. Like,
that's what I hope.
Here's Lady Gaga's dogs back.
I hope that...
I don't need the money.
No, I don't need the money. And I hope that the dog walker comes out, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Like that, now that the dogs are safe... Like, let's focus on the human.
Not for nothing, though, if I was famous, that's my dog walker. I'm like, you have a job for life because you straight went in front of a bullet for my dog.
Bullet for my dogs.
Like, all right, sir, you're getting a raise.
Yeah. Like, I was paying you $15 a walk,
$20. Yes, I'm sure that's exactly what Lady Gaga's paying the dude.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope that Lady Gaga's paying for all of his bills. Or her bills. I don't even know. Their bills.
His bills, yeah. I feel like that's just, like, a Lady Gaga thing to do.
That's definitely a lady. Like, she has enough money. She's fine.
Yeah.
And she's a good Samaritan.
She's, she's the greatest. Yeah. I love her. Okay, so that's all we have for Dogs in the News.
Yeah.
Okay, so the second new segment that we're going to give for you guys is Canine Entertainment.
Yeah.
So, Molly, what do you got for us this week?
I have puppy songs. And...
Okay, what is puppy songs?
So, it is this man who does voices. His name is Matt. He does voices for their dogs, Lenny and Marley.
Okay, on what, though?
So, it's on TikTok and Instagram.
Okay.
And their handle is puppy songs.
Okay. And solid.
Solid. And it is so funny. My favorite one... And, is Barbara Jean from St. Augustine.
Oh.
Barbara Jean from St. Augustine. That one's my favorite. And then the, sometimes my lip gets stuck on my teeth. That one is also a good one.
My personal favorite is, Spot for My Snoot.
Yeah, because Julio has to find a spot.
Yeah.
Spot for My Snoot.
I love it.
Yes.
If you just need, 30 seconds of smiling in your day, follow Puppy Songs on TikTok or Instagram. You will not regret it. It is
so funny.
Whenever they come out with a new song, I'm just, there for it. I'm so ready.
Yes. And he's so creative. I make random songs for Loki all the time.
But he has, a full, orchestra backing it.
And he's actually a good singer where, I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, also, Make Way for Bosco is another one of my favorites.
Yes, I love that. So that is it. That's the one that we think all of our listeners should go follow.
Yeah.
Puppy Songs.
Puppy Songs.
And, Lindsay, what do you suggest?
On Netflix, I've been watching Canine Intervention, which we brought up a little bit earlier in the show. It's about this dog trainer, out in Oakland, California, and he, takes these dogs that maybe have some temperament issues or they're specialized canines in some way, and kind of gives you the ins and outs of training, and there's tips that come up on the screen, and I just really like his whole mentality around the training and around the dogs, where it's there's no bad dogs, they're just uninformed people.
Yep.
And then he did another one, I think it was episode 4, where it's if you treat the dog like a human, the dog will treat you like a dog.
Oh, see, yeah. I haven't gotten there yet. We just watched episode 1.
Yeah, and I think it's really great. Everyone check it out. It's Canine Intervention. It's on Netflix. And you'll learn a thing or two as well.
Especially for those people like myself and Taylor, who got a dog during quarantine, and it's our first dog. I think it will help a lot of us.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah. I mean, I'm learning new stuff,
which is great.
Yeah, yeah. I used to work at a vet's office. I used to work with the trainers all the time, and now I'm still I'm gonna try that with Julio.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool. Everyone should check it out on Netflix, Canine Intervention.
All right, Lindsay, you're going to tell us about our adoptable dog of the week.
All right, so I got to choose this week, and I chose Dakota, who is 6 months old. He's 30 pounds, and he's an Aussie Chow Chow mix from New Smyrna Beach, Florida. So obviously, I knew we were doing the Chow Chows, and I thought, let me see if I can find at least some adoptable version. So a little bit about Dakota. He's friendly with other dogs and a very active boy, which definitely comes from the Aussie side of him.
Yep.
He's looking for a family to take him on adventures and one that's willing to do structured walks with him to make sure he can burn off his energy. He does well with cats and with farm animals, too. So if you want to learn more about Dakota, you can look at him on sophiecircle.com, and that is part of Sophie's Circle Dog Rescue. They also have a really cool pet food pantry throughout Volusia County, Florida. So even if you're not interested in adopting, go check them out. You might be able to donate some food and make a difference in some dogs' lives. That's the tale of the dog park for this week. We want to thank everyone who's listened to the podcast thus far. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Tales of the Dog Park and give us a listen on your favorite streaming platform.
And stay tuned for next week. We're going to interview some dog. I don't know what it is yet.
That's it? That's what you got?
That's what I got. Thanks, everyone.
Great. Stay tuned.